If it ain't broken,
don't fix it.
Oh no, ya te gringaste.
Like that. Oh, you're here.
Unbelief doesn't stop God's power. It stops us from experiencing it.
Uh-huh. Like, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to another day, another way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name is Marlon.
I'm Jose.
And I'm Fernanda.
Yeah.
So good to see you again.
Yep.
Woo!
Yep. Welcome back, Madonna.
That was a lot.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to get right into it for today's episode.
Mm-hmm.
And we remember what we've been talking about lately, right? Like Jesus, you know, spitting facts and
mm-hmm. Sharing weird stories. Yeah.
But very relatable stories, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to look at here. He is back in his hometown. You know, he's kind of like, he's gone out. You know, he's gone to other villages. Mm-hmm. He's gone to other places. He's talked to people, and now he's back. He's going home to, you know, chillax, be with his family. And we're going to get right into it. Matthew 13, verses 53 to 58. It says, when Jesus had finished these parables, he moved on from there. Coming to his hometown, he began teaching the people in their synagogue, and they were amazed. Where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? They asked, isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary? Aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own town and in his own home. And he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith. So what's going on here?
People are being mean.
Yeah.
like small town jealousy.
They're judgy, bro.
Yes.
That's crazy, yeah.
But you know, like, if you were raised or in a small town and then you make it out and you go somewhere else. Don't make it out the hood. And you come back and they're like, oh, well, mm-hmm. this person is no longer one of us because they feel like they're better than us. Mm-hmm. That's what it's giving.
Yeah.
Or like, whenever you go back to your home country and they're like, oh no, ya te gringaste.
That's crazy.
I'm still myself. I'm still Honduran. Yeah, that's what it's giving. Okay, whatever.
We see that they were familiar with Jesus. They were like, okay, well, this guy, they were kind of like surprised. Like, where did, like, when we grew up with him, we were friends with him. They knew who he was. Right?
And Jesus wasn't a popular kid.
Yeah.
So. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Don't try to zone right. me out, like put me in the void or something. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I
Continue.
Guess.
Continue.
But he was getting famous. So we see that, I guess we could say that a lot of people nowadays, they don't necessarily reject Jesus because they don't like believe in him. Maybe they do, but they just kind of familiar. They're familiar with the word religion, or they're familiar with like God, you know. They're just kind of familiar mm-hmm. with him. And so that's what these people were. They were like familiar with Jesus. They knew him. So in a way, they kind of just, they didn't feel kind of like how other people felt whenever they heard that, this guy is coming and apparently he heals. So they came to him and they were kind of like more, I guess you could say that they kind of respected him more than his family, more than the people that knew him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so we go on to see that Jesus was previously before, he was like challenging what people thought. He was over here calling out the religious leaders, and he was speaking things that was basically like calling them out.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you think that maybe they his family didn't take him seriously. Why do we think that his family just didn't take him seriously?
I'm pointing the camera to you, Jose.
You're in the hot seat, Jose.
I mean, when that, let's see. With Fer, sometimes I know, I grew up with her. I know everything, pretty much everything about her. You know, if somebody tells me something, I might be like, that don't sound like my sister. And I know her pretty good. So, I mean, I bet Jesus was like a really good kid. You know, I don't see him getting in trouble or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, you know, kids play around and everything. So it's like, eh.
Or like if you were the oldest, like he was the oldest there. Mm-hmm. But imagine all his little siblings are just like, that's just Jesus. Like, like, but here it doesn't say that his siblings were saying that.
No.
Or unless I'm mistaken that his family was also not taking him seriously. But, like, it could be like, that's just Jesus. We literally went to school with him. Yeah. What's new about him? What's so wonderful about him? We know him.
Yeah.
He was born in a pesebre. Like, he is no big deal. He was born around animals.
Yeah.
I bet people knew about that, too. A little place, you think they're not gonna be talking like she had a baby next to some animals?
No,
that's everybody's gonna be knowing
exactly
about that.
Or like that his dad was a carpenter and like all those things.
That
like
dude made my shelves, bro.
like he doesn't come from money. What's so cool about him? What's so different?
Yeah, it's kind of, it reminds me sometimes whenever when I was little, I would tell my brother or my cousins, like, hey, she said not to do this, or I think they said not to do this, and they would do it anyways. They're like, you know, who are you to tell me? Like, you know? And then they come around and they tell him and they stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kind of something like that. So when we look at him kind of like challenging them and you would say exposing their doctrine, exposing their kind of like the way they thought, why do you think that they kind of got defensive about this Jesus? Obviously, we already saw that, you know, maybe they didn't take him seriously. They knew him, they were familiar with him. So why do you think sometimes we get defensive whenever either the Bible or somebody else confronts us?
Oh, well, I think there were two questions in that, right? At first, like the first one was like, why do you think that they didn't take him seriously? And
No, we kind of already answered that.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm more like
he said it again.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead. they got defensive. Why do you think they got defensive?
It's because they're comfortable. They don't want to change the ways they're doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm doing something for, like, my whole life and nothing big has happened, why would I change it? If it ain't broken,
don't fix it.
You know? The door might be, like, on one hinge leaning, but if it still closes and locks, dude, you're fine. So sometimes people just, I feel like these, you know, whatever. Yeah. Just let it be.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, or sometimes they just feel a little, like, called out and maybe put on the spot. And then whenever you feel like you have the spot on you and that they're saying that you did something wrong, you immediately get into an attitude, like, who are you to tell me all these things?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm imagining, like, Jesus telling them, like, hey, yes, you say that you believe in God, but you're living in all these different like lifestyles that don't glorify him, and they're like, who are you, Jesus? Like, you are no scribe, you are no teacher. And like, I feel like that's what it went like.
Yeah, and even though like he might, like, he's 100% right, you know, like, even whenever you're getting like attacked and everything, you don't want to like accept it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to accept defeat instantly. You just want not. And you just like kind of like shut everything down, put up walls and everything. And essentially, you're just like that. Oh, you're here.
Yeah. And I think that, I mean, you guys explained it perfectly, because we see that one thing that Jesus kind of did call out, like, without hesitation, that people were showing outwardly that they followed God, especially to like these religious leaders. So whenever these people were kind of like hearing his, it doesn't say what he said, but it said that he talked with wisdom. So we could imagine he probably was saying things that kind of clocked them, you know. They're like, oh, you know, like, whoa, like, so they didn't necessarily deny his wisdom. They acknowledged it. They kind of denied their need. Right? Kind of like we do sometimes today. Like we know we need, we may know we need to change certain areas in our life. And we know it, but we just kind of, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
So it literally says that he didn't do many miracles there because they wouldn't let him, right? He looks at them, he's like, he didn't do any miracles there because they kind of...
They weren't ready for
it. They weren't ready. Mm-mm. No.
They were not going to receive it the right way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we could say that unbelief doesn't stop God's power. It stops us from experiencing it, you know? Like, we may not believe it. It stops us from experiencing it. And he didn't force himself onto them. He was just like, okay.
Yeah, he literally said, you don't want me.
You don't want
to. I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
So, it's our decision at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we could ask, what's the one thing that we've been rejecting the most? Or what's that one thing that we've been kind of putting off? We think we're too familiar with it, but it may be actually the one we need the most. So, yeah, pretty short, pretty straightforward.
Thank you, Marlon, for leading us in this conversation.
Of course. Thank you.
Okay, guys, where can you find us?
At ADAW podcast and YouTube, at Instagram and at TikTok. And we also post at lifeword.org if you want to find us there as well. And if you want to learn more about Jesus and why he acts this way, you can go to follow.lifeword.org. And if you want it in Spanish, /Spanish.
Perfect. He said it all. He said everything we need. We will see you next Friday. Guys, please follow us on social media. That way more people can get to hear who Jesus is. These conversations are just to continue sharing that story. So like, follow, share all the things that we post. And if you have an idea of something that we should do, comment it on the comments section.
Put it in the comment section.
Yes. Bye.